சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 148, 14th சாப்டர், வெர்ஸ் 46.
घटादिरूपं यदि तेन गृह्यते मनः प्रवृत्तं बहुधा स्ववृत्तिभिः अशुद्ध्यसिद्रूपविकारदोषतः மதேர்யதா வாரயுதும் ந பார்யதே.
I presented this sloka in the last class as an answer to the Purvapakshi, but we can take it as a Purvapakshi. Next sloka is an answer to this Purvapakshi. I said two ways you can present this sloka. So Shankaracharya is presenting it as a Purvapakshi sloka. What is the Purvapakshi's objection? You are telling that mind is experiencing the world. Mind is experiencing the world. Then mind comes under subject. World comes under an object. So mind is affected by the world. Ghatadi rupam, the first line, he gives an example. Ghatadi rupam yadi tena grihyate manaha. The mind receiving the knowledge of this ghata. Ghata adi rupam. Adi padata any rupa, any object. Ghata, pot, etc. Forms are grasped by the mind. கிருஹ்யதே மனஹ. வாட் டஸ் இட் டஸ் பிரவிருத்தம் பஹுதா ஸ்வவிருத்திபிஹி. இட் கோஸ் அவுட் ஆன் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் கெட் டிஃபரெண்ட் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் கெட் டிஃபரெண்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், ஃபேவரபிள் அன்ஃபேவரபிள் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ். வாட் இஸ் அவர் ஜெனரல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? வெனெவர் மைண்ட் கோஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் or people, we get experience and we develop certain types of emotions towards them. I like it, I don't like it, and it is favorable to me, it is not favorable to me, it is causing some pain to me or it is giving some ananda to me. Some change is happening in our mind. Whenever sense organs going out, the mind going along with them, immediately my son is coming from abroad, American, immediately what emotion? Ananda emotion comes, and is leaving after 20 days, and again there is a dukkham. Like that, every time mind is afflicted by the experience of the world. There is no doubt in this. Mind is illumining the world, mind is knowing the external object, mind is the subject, world is an object, but mind is affected by that. Mind is affected by or not? If it is too hot, external outside, so mind is affected by that. Nice rain comes, mind is also affected by that positively. Rain won't come, mind is affected by negatively. It is well-known experience, everyone faces that. Like that, Purvapakshi is asking, you are telling Sakshi Chaitanyam illumining the mind. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject, higher I. So, higher experiencer, mind is the lower experiencer, we are telling. Mind is objectified by Sakshi Chaitanyam, we are telling. Yes, mind is the witnesser. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. Mind is an object. So this is what we are learning. When mind is seeing the world as an object, it is afflicted by the world. Similarly, when Sakshi Chaitanyam objectifying the mind, will it not afflicted by this mind? Question, genuine question. When world is afflicting the mind, why not this mind can cause any affliction to the Sakshi Chaitanyam? When this is possible, why this is not possible? So his anumana is this, Purapakshi's anumana, Purapakshi's view, Sakshi, the higher experiencer, samsari, Sakshi, samsari. Why? Prakashakatvat, because it is illumining the mind. It is objectifying the mind. Just like ahankaravat, just as mind is also illumining the world. Ahankara, illumining the world. Similarly, ahankaravat, prakashavat, sakshi chaitanyam also. The mind is samsari, because afflicted by the world. Similarly, Sakshi is also samsari, afflicted by the mind, because it is objectifying the mind. Correct? Then Acharya is giving answer in the 47th and 48th slokas. He gives two reasons why Sakshi is not afflicted by the mind. Just as the world, Shankaracharya answers, two answers he gives. Before that, he agrees with Purapakshi's two points. Mind is the illuminator of the world objects. Mind is the illuminator of the external world, affected by the world. I agree. It is affected by the world because it is illumining the world. It is having contact with the external world. It is affected by the world, people, all experiences. It is correct. Then second point, Sakshi is objectifying the mind is also perfectly correct. I agree up to here. Sakshi is also experiencing the mind, objectifying the mind, or illumining the mind. This is also correct. I agree with that also. But just as the mind is afflicted by the world, when it is objectifying, illumining the world, like that, Sakshi is not afflicted by the mind. Sakshi is not afflicted by the mind, even though it is objectifying the mind. Sakshi is, reason is asangaha. Asangatvat sakshi samsari na bhavati. That is the first answer in 47th sloka he gives. Then 48th sloka he gives another answer. Sakshi is not samsari na bhavati bhinna satta katvat. That is the second answer. Now we'll read the 47th shloka. Again, I will explain those two answers. Just I am giving introduction only.
Yatha vishuddham gaganam nirantaram. Na sajjate na pichalipyate tatha. Samastabhuteshu sadaiva teshvayam. Samastadatma hyajaro maro bhayaham.
Very important, nice slokas. Atma sakshi chaitanyam is not afflicted. Just two examples we can see. Lotus leaf, if you dip in the water, water cannot make the lotus leaf wet. Lotus leaf, you dip in the water, water cannot make the lotus leaf wet. It is as it is. But you dip the cloth in the water, you dip the cloth in the water, it becomes wet. Similarly, our mind is like a cloth, afflicted by every interaction, every transaction. It is afflicted by like a cloth which gets wet with the association of water. Whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam is like a lotus leaf. Sakshi Chaitanyam is like a lotus leaf. It is not touched by the mental modifications or emotions or anything happening in the mind cannot touch the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Acharya gives another example, space example, regular example. In this loka, we'll see. Yatha nirantaram vishuddham gaganam. Just as Acharya giving the answer to the Purapakshi. Purapakshi is telling Sakshi also will be afflicted by the mind. Like mind is afflicted by the world. Acharya says, our Sakshi Chaitanyam is like Gaganam, Akashavat, space like Gaganam, Nirantaram Vishuddham, it is ever pure. Why space is ever pure? Na Sajjate, Napi Lipyate Tatha. It is not associated with anything. Sada, all the time, space is not associated, neither it is associated, not lipyate, nor affected or afflicted. Just as the space is not associated with anything, in spite of all objects are in the space, vyomavat, akashavat, gaganavat, it is not sajjate, na sajjate, na lipyate. Sajjate means association. Na sajjate means it will not have any association with anything. Na lipyate, not afflicted by anything. Tatha, similarly, what samaha teshu, samasta bhuteshu, we can take. First, samasta bhuteshu teshu ayam samaha sada, sada eva samaha, ayam this Sakshi Chaitanyam, samasta bhuteshu in all beings, samasta bhuteshu in all bodies, 84 lakhs of species, in all bodies there is Chaitanyam, Atma is there, samasta bhuteshu teshu, in all of them, I am this Sakshi Chaitanyam, sada eva samaha, all the time, same samaha, no change at all. Sadatma, this Atma is pure existence, self, pure self, sadatma. Pure self, ajaraha, old ageless. Old age is one of the affliction. Kala afflicts the physical body. Like that, kala cannot cause any old age to Atma, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. No old age. Ajaraha, jara means old age. Atma doesn't have old age. Therefore, there is no birthday for Atma. If birth is there, then birthday. No old age, ajaraha. Jara rahitaha ityarthaha. Then, amaraha. It is immortal. Deathless ityarthaha. Decayless. Jara is like one type of decay. decaying. So decayless because it is deathless. Amaraha means deathless. Abhayaha, fearless. Amaraha, abhayaha. Amaro bhayaha is there. Amara is also not there. Yajaro maro bhayaha is there. You have to split properly. He plus ajaraha plus amaraha plus abhayaha. Atma, the fear caused in the mind because mind is associated with the physical body. Therefore, mind is having lot of fear. Oh, I am becoming old, 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 bhayam. So all joints remind you are becoming old. Hair, white hair reminding you are becoming old. Tooth also aching, reminding the age. Wrinkles also reminding the age all the time. I am not able to see properly, reminding the age. Ellame digest is not proper, reminding the age. So they are all reminders. How do you know you are getting old age? No? These are all reminders. Feeling tired, reminder. I am becoming old. So because of that there is a affliction in the mind. Death is also a sort of fear, mrityu. So that is also cause. Identification of the body, body has got death. So that is also causing affliction in the mind because of association. Whereas Atma is not able to associate also bhava. It cannot associate because it is asangaha, not touched by. Just as water is touching all objects, space is not touching. There are also panchabhutas only, no? Akasha is also panchabhuta. Water is also panchabhuta, fire is also panchabhuta. Why two are afflicting the other things? Why Akasha is not afflicting or afflicted by? Think, water, fire, air, earth, they are causing affliction. They are causing affliction to the objects. They are causing affliction and the people are also causing affliction to them. If fire is there, we put off fire. Water is there, we dry up the water. Clear. Earth is there, we break the earth. Like that we are also. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dhati pavakaha, na chainam kledayantyapaha, na soshayati marutaha. Akashapati unnu solala. So Akasha neither afflicted by anything. It is not afflicted by anything. Nothing can afflict the Akasha. What a wonder, you see. Why it is possible for Akasha? Formless. Vayu is also formless. That is why it has no affliction, much like other elements. Akasha is formless. That is the reason. Partless. Therefore our Brahman also, Atma Chaitanyam also, partless. Niravayavatvat asangaha. That is the plus point for Akasha. Akasha means not afflicted by anything. No, what to talk of Tata, Kullu Tata. Akasha's cause, Atma Chaitanyam cannot be afflicted by anything. Atma Chaitanyam Ajaraha Abhayaha. That's why fearless. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am fearless because mind cannot cause any affliction to me. Next shloka we will read. Amurta Murtani Cha Karma Vasana. Drushi Svarupasya Bahi Prakalpita. Avidyaya Hyatmani Mudha Drishti Bhihi. K അപോഹ്യനേതീത്യവശേഷിതോ ദൃശി. In the second line, drishihi, it should be visarga, you have to keep. Visarga is missing. Now, the first reason, sakshi is the illuminator. Asangatvat na samsari bhavati. Mind comes under mithya, sakshi comes under satyam. How can you say it is mithya, any object? Any object is mithya, how can you say? In Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 16th shloka, Na sato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha. An existent thing cannot be negated. A non-existent thing need not be negated. An existent thing cannot be negated. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. An existent thing can never be negated. Na asataha bhavaha vidyate. A non-existent thing can never exist. It cannot be negated. It need not be negated. Rabbit horn you need not negate. Why? It is not there. A rabbit horn is not there, you need not negate. Whatever you see, only you have to negate. Brahman is always existent, therefore you cannot negate. So, we have to, mithyatva nishchayam can be done only to such an entity which is neither existent nor non-existent. It is always existent, you cannot negate. If it is always non-existent, you need not negate. Mithya is that, mithya vastu is that, which has got seeming existence and seeming non-existence. Seeming existence, it is there. Non-existence, solavenda, seeming existence is there. Factual existence is not there. Factual existence is not there. Therefore, that idea Acharya wants to bring here. The mind afflicts, mind is afflicted by the world because of what? Because of what? Because of so many factors. Mind is made out of five elements with three gunas it has got. Mind has got three gunas, sattva guna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna. External world also made out of five elements. They are also having three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So, Guna, Guneshu, Vartante. All these gunas, outside external gunas, they are afflicting the mind because it is also having gunas. That is why mind is afflicted by the world. Reason number one. Second reason is, mind is afflicted by the world because both of them belong to the same order of reality. Both of them belong to the same order of reality. In the previous sloka, you cannot say same order of reality. Akasha and Brahma both are unafflicted because they are sattvam solla mudiyadhu. And asangatvam only you can say. Therefore, next sloka is only for this bhinna satta tattvat. Why two slokas? Understand now. Akasha example only to establish asangatvam of atma like space. Akasha example, space example is given, gaganam, only to establish asangatvam. You cannot establish anything else. Akhandatvam, asangatvam only you can establish. But mind and world, both of them are karyam, both of them belong to vyavaharika satyam. Mind and world belongs to same satta, lower order of reality. Same satta, மீன்ஸ் வியாபகாரிக சத்தியம். மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ பிலாங்ஸ் டு வியாபகாரிக சத்தியம், வேர்ல்ட் ஆல்சோ பிலாங்ஸ் டு தி வியாபகாரிக சத்தியம். தேர்ஃபோர் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் அஃப்ளிக்டிங் ஈச் அதர், both of them afflicting each other. We are also trying to manipulate the world, people and all, is it not? We are also causing, afflicting the nature, the world, people, objects with our mind. In turn we are also afflicted by that because of vyavaharika satyatvat, eka sattakatvat, சமசத்தாகத்வாத். சத்தா மீன்ஸ் சேம் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. சமசத்தாகத்வாத் மீன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சேம் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி மைண்ட் இஸ் அஃப்ளிக்டட் பை த வேர்ல்ட். ரிலேஷன்ஸ், டிரான்சாக்சன்ஸ், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், யூ கெனாட் சே ஆஃப்டர் என்டரிங் த வேர்ல்ட் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு பி அஃப்ளிக்டட். முடியாது, it's not possible. Once you are body mind complex going interacting, affliction will be there, bound to be there. But our struggle is we don't want to be afflicted. Mudiyada karyam. That's why mind is always having some type of disturbance, either higher decibel or lower decibel, higher ratio or lesser ratio. Always it has got fluctuation, gradation, comparison, complexity. Complexity. City la complex. Complexity. Where are you staying? I am staying in that complex. This complex, that complex. Complexes are those who are creating complex. Inferiority complex, superiority complex. All these are bound to be there. Samasattakatvat. Whereas our sakshi is not afflicted by the mind. In spite of objectification, mind is objectified by the sakshi chaitanyam. It is not afflicted by this mind because bhinna sattakatvat. Bhinna sattakatvat, different order of reality. Mind belongs to vyavaharika satyam and sakshi chaitanyam belongs to paramarthika satyam. So mithya vyavahara world if can afflict the mithya mind, both are mithya actually from paramarthika standpoint. Acharya presents how they are mithya. In this shloka, amurta murtani che. Amurta means invisible. What are all invisible? Avyakta padarthani. Akasha, vayu, amurtam. When sukshma shariram also, amurtam, it doesn't have any form. Amurta, sukshma shariram. Now, we may question, how do you know mind belongs to the lower order of reality? How do you know? For that Acharya says, we can know mind belongs to the lower order of reality because of this reason. Brihadaranyaka says, negating the entire world. Neti neti iti vachanai. Brihadaranyaka murta murta brahmanam negates this world. Whatever you are experiencing is mithya. Not this, not this. Since Upanishad is negating whatever we are experiencing, mind is also experienced by Sakshi Chaitanyam. World is also experienced by Sakshi Chaitanyam through the mind. Therefore, all of them are negatable. Drishyatvat. Amurta murtani. Whatever is visible, whatever is an avyaktam also. Karana sariram, sukshma sariram, they are not visible. Amurtam, formless. Gross body is having form, murtam. Karma vasana, even sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma, all this karma, vasana, suchar, all latent impressions, all of them prakalpitaha, they are all projected, they are superimposed upon what? Atmani, second line. Hyatmani is there. He plus Atmani, Hyatmani. Upon the self, Sakshi Chaitanyam, they are all superimposed. Atmani, Prakalpitaha. By whom? Moodha Drishtivihi, by ignorant people. Moodha Drishtivihi, by ignorant people. Drishti Swarupasya Avidyaya. Why they superimpose these ignorant people? They do not know the Atman nature. Drishti means consciousness. Drishti Swarupasya, the nature, the Swarupam of Drishti, the consciousness. Avidyaya, because of ignorance, not knowing the nature of that consciousness. Drishti Swarupasya Avidyaya, because of ignorance, they are superimposing. What are all they are superimposing? Mind, intellect, physical body, subtle body, all objects, karma, vasanas, everything, punya, papa, so many raga, dresha, sukha, dukha, all I am having. Who is having? They do not know. They say on and on, I have all these things. Is it not superimposition? Because of delusion, then how to come out that? Look into the Brihadaranyaka. By Brihadaranyaka words, you come to know neti neti, not this, not this. Whatever you are experiencing is not you. Whatever you are experiencing is not you really. The experiencer, the awareer, the consciousness, you alone is your real nature. Whatever you are seeing, what you are observing is not you. So you are observing the body, you are seeing the body. Therefore Upanishad says, na iti, na iti, not this, you are not this body. What about mind? Mind also, you are experiencing the mind, you are observing the mind, therefore you are not the mind. What about mind problems? Mind problems also, they belong to Vyavaharika Satta. You belong to Paramarthikam. Nahi adhyasthena, that whatever is superimposed cannot afflict the adhishtanam. Acharya says, nahi adhyasthena gunena doshena va na sambadhyatena. Rope snake, superimposed snake, can afflict the rope, can cause any damage to the rope. Why it cannot cause any damage to the rope? Haihi nahi, it is not there to afflict, because it is only prakalpita, superimposed. Therefore, it cannot afflict, because it is adhyastam. The longness, greenness, poisonousness, the poisonousness of the snake, superimposed snake, can cause some poison to the rope. Adhyastena, gunena, that guna, poisonousness guna, dosha, cannot afflict the rope. That is one example you can take, rope snake example. Second example also, daily watching the TV, rain is coming in the movie, or fire is coming in the movie. Fire, rain, without that there is no movie at all. Either fire or rain or thunder, something is coming in the movie. Can it afflict the screen? Screen cannot afflicted by the movie. Rain cannot make the screen wet. Fire cannot burn the screen. If fire burns the screen, how many screens we have to buy? How many TVs we have to buy? No, we don't want to see that movie also. Why? Why means movie is mithya. It is lesser real than the screen. Screen is real, movie is unreal. It moves you, that is different. Movati iti movie, it moves you. But at the same time, it cannot cause any affliction to the screen. Similarly, here also, Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is like a screen. Mind is like a movie. Manas movie, correct? Mind is like a movie with raga, desha, kama, krodha, all sorts of emotions. It is moving. It cannot touch the screen because it belongs to higher order of reality. Paramarthika Satya. I, the consciousness, I am Paramarthika Satyam. Murta Murta Brahmanam says, the avyakta prapancha belong to the category of anityam mithya. Avyakta prapancha means amurtam. Whatever is not visible, but it is there in potential form. It is also, svapnam is avyaktam, amurtam, formless. But that is mithya. Anityam mithya. Whereas this Sakshi Chaitanyam is satyam, nityam, not afflicted by the mind. Bhinna satta tatvat. World is negated, mind is also negated. Mithya vyavaharika mind negated by me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. How do you know? Because in deep sleep, mind is there. If it is satchet na badhyeta, if it is real, it cannot be negated. Do you experience the mind in deep sleep? No, you don't experience. Even svapna, do you experience this jagrat experience, jagrat mind? Even in your own dream, do you experience the same waking mind? That means we are all having three avasthas every day. We are having three avasthas. What avasthas? Jagrat, waking state, svapna, dream state, and sushupti, deep sleep state. Three states we are undergoing every day. If mind is satyam, mind problems are satyam, they must exist in svapna also. In your svapna, the same mind, same problem should exist. Are they existing in the dream? Dream lay in the, where is the question of in deep sleep? Deep sleep, this mind is not there, these problems are not there. If it is real, it is real. It cannot be negated. It cannot be disappeared. Can you say it is unreal? In deep sleep there is no mind. Therefore, mind is not there. You cannot say, because you are waking up again, you are experiencing the mind. Therefore, mind is there. Now, mind is sat also, asat also. In waking state, it is available for experience, experiencing the world. Therefore, mind is there. In deep sleep, this mind is not there. Na kinchid avedisham. I don't know anything, you say. Na kinchid avedisham. I don't know anything. That means, mind is not functioning. There asat, mind is not there, asat, non-existent. You can negate only one thing when it is sat and asat, sadasat. So it is, you cannot say it is sat or you cannot say it is asat. Whatever is sadasat alone can be negated. Mind is sadasat, existent and non-existent. Existent seemingly, existent seemingly, non-existent not totally, totally not non-existent, totally not non-existent but really not existent, totally it is not non-existent, at the same time totally it is not really existent. அப்ப என்ன, ஜாகிரத்துல இருக்கு சுஷுப்தில இல்லை, இருக்க இல்லை, சத்து அசத்து, எது சத்து அசத்து அதுதான் மித்யா. சதசத்து சத் சத்யாம் சதசத்யாம் தட் சத் அண்ட் அசத்து தட் சதசத்யாம் விலக்ஷண, சதசத்யாம் விலக்ஷண, அது சத்து இல்லை அசத்து இல்லை, விலக்ஷண வேறானது. மைண்ட் யூ கெனாட் சே இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், இஃப் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் இட் கெனாட் பி நெகேட்டட். யூ கெனாட் சே இட் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஆல்சோ பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த வேர்ல்ட் த்ரூ த மைண்ட், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் மைண்ட் இஸ் நெய்தர் சத் நார் அசத், சதசத்யாம் விலக்ஷண, இட் இஸ் நான் டிஃபர், இட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் சத் அண்ட் அசத். இது கொஞ்சம் டெக்னிக்கல், பட் இஃப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வேதாந்தா இஸ் வாக் ஓவர். நிச்சயத்வ நிச்சயம் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் டூ வென் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சதச. ரோப் இஸ் ரோப் ஸ்னேக் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஆர் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், யூ கெனாட் சே போத். இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் யூ கெனாட் சே, பிகாஸ் வென் யூ சுவிட்ச் ஆன் இட் டிஸப்பியர்ஸ் ரோப் ஸ்னேக். But when it is semi-dark, it appears. It is sat. Our rope snake is the example. This is a Shastric example. This is, I am dwelling upon this because these two slokas are important. Why Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am not afflicted by the mind? Mind is like a what? Mind is like a rope snake. It is superimposed upon me, the rope-like Sakshi Chaitanyam. Mind is neither sat nor asat. If it is sat, you cannot negate. If it is asat, you need not negate. Clear? Since it is sadasat, why you are negating the, you can negate the real snake or unreal snake? If snake is not appearing there, you need not negate. If real snake is there, if real snake is there, by putting light, it cannot go. Real snake cannot go. Putting light, it comes near to you. So, real snake you cannot negate. Unreal snake you need not negate. If any snake you have to negate, either real or unreal. Seemingly real. Seemingly real. இருக்கிற மாதிரி தெரியறது, இருக்கிற மாதிரி தெரியறது, மனசு கூட அப்படிதான். மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இருக்கிற மாதிரி தான். ஹவு டிஃபிகல்ட், யூ ஹாவ் டு கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் ஆன் திஸ். ஹவு மெனி டெக்ஸ்ட் யூ ஆர் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் இஸ் நாட் த க்வெஸ்சன். இஃப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தீஸ் டூ ஸ்லோகாஸ், மூர்த்தாமூர்த்த பிராமணம், நேதி நேதி, தட் விச் இஸ் நெகேட்டபிள். In deep sleep you are negating, even waking also sometimes with blank look, blackout. Enna idu blackout? Mind is not functioning. In samadhi mind is not functioning, in coma mind is not functioning. Adhanaala samadhi ki coma ku povenda, nama good old, nama sleep itself enough. Where are the problems? Are you old? Your old age, your other things all you are remembering. If mind is there, you remember. If mind is real, it must be there also. Therefore, mind is seemingly real. You are seemingly beautiful and anartham. You are not beautiful and anartham. You are seemingly beautiful. You are not beautiful. But beautiful madri. Mind kuda apadala. It is as though it is there. Therefore, when it is not there, are you afraid of that unreal snake? When you know it is unreal, it is seemingly real. It it has appearance only appearance is there, but you know it is not real. Appearance is there. Rain is coming in the movie. Appearance is there. At the back of your mind, you know what? This rain is superimposed. It is unreal, false rain. It cannot touch the screen. Satta bhedat. That is what he says. Neti neti iti apohya. You have to remove apohya. Remove. Mind is afflicted by the world. Samana satta tattvat. Sakshi is not afflicted by the mind. Bhinna satta tattvat. Sakshi chaitanyam is not afflicted by the mind because of different order of reality. If you don't understand this, go to your dream. Your dream objects afflicts you now. Your dream objects yesterday, what you saw, will they come and afflict you, disturb you? Why? Tell me. Bhinna sattva tattva. That is pratibhasika satyam, projected reality. This is vyavaharika satyam, relative reality. Bhinna sattva tattva. They are both belong to the different order of reality. My own dream is not afflicting me, the waker. Similarly, the waker second dream also cannot afflict the Sakshi Chaitanyam. I, the consciousness, am not disturbed by the superimposed mind. Atmani. Atmani avidyaya prakalpitaha. Avidyaya. Because of ignorance. Now we understand, we have ignorance theriyaradhukku upadesha sahasra padikanum gnana apuram paakalam. First I have ignorance of myself. To understand I have to study 15 years. Not joke. I have self ignorance. Do you agree or not? Now self ignorance apuram irukatum. Waker cannot be disturbed by the dream objects. Dream is often a lower order of reality than waking world. To understand this, you have to study minimum 5 to 10 years. Adikapranda, inna this world, waking world, waking mind, all these are also like a second dream. Dream is an unreal for waker, but not dreamer. Dream is real for dreamer in the dream. Dream experience is real for dreamer in the dream. Similarly, waking world is real for the waker in the waking world. You have to wake up now from the waking world. You have woken up to make the dream is unreal. You cannot say dream is unreal in dream. You cannot say dream is unreal in dream. To say dream is unreal, you have to wake up. To say waking world is unreal, you have to wake up. Swami, we are already woken up. Where to wake up? Drishihi. They are all superimposed upon Atma Chaitanyam because of knowing, not knowing the nature. Neti neti avaseshitaha drishihi. Drishihi means the consciousness, the Atma Chaitanyam. Drishihi avaseshitaha. It is alone left out. I have established the dream by waking. I have established the waking world is also dream-like, unreal, by waking to my real nature. Waking here is not like other waking. By studying Shastra, understanding Mahavakya, thoroughly contemplating on that all the time. Just a casual study won't work. It's not joke to establish the mithyatvam, the unreality of the world, unreality of the body, unreality of the mind, unless you recognize your Atma Chaitanyam, you cannot establish this body mind is unreal. If it is real, it must exist all the time. It is not existing all the time, therefore mithya. Not this, not this. Who is saying not this, not this? Who left out? Avaseshitaha. I the consciousness, awareer, observer, the pure consciousness cannot explain, cannot talk, cannot observe, but with the help of the body, mind, instrument, I am observing. With the help of the body, mind. I am not the body, mind. I mean, with the help of the body, mind, I recognize body, mind is mithya. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.